Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sechas Baba Basra Parakei Mishlechaz Mishlechaz. And today's Mishlechaz are being learned B'schos Asra Basra Achol Shishi B'sach Refan Yerziv Kogon Bikar of Mamesh. And here we have another case of who's allowed to back out of the sale. Hamecher Yan V'sham L'chaveroi, a person is selling wine or oil to his friend, V'hukru Oisha Huzlu, and suddenly the price went up or it went down. The question obviously is one of them allowed to back out because either the Mecher wants to sell it for more or the Lekech wants to buy it for less. And so it depends. Imat Shalom Nismal Samida L'Mecher, Mishan Nismal Samida L'Lekech. If the Mida, if the measuring vessel has not yet been filled up, that's still in the Mecher's jurisdiction and he can back out if he wants, whereas if it already got filled, that's in the Lekech's Rishos. Now this is referring to where the Mida, the measuring clay they're using, was borrowed from a third party. It didn't belong to either of them and this guy allowed both of them to use it, both the Mecher and the Lekech, for purposes of measuring out the wine or oil. So as long as it still has not been fully filled, it's in the Mecher's Rishos. He's the one that's currently using it to fill it up with the goods. However, once it's completely full, now it's automatically transferred to the Lekech's Rishos because it's totally full, so now he's taking it and therefore it's up to him to decide whether or not he wants to back out. On to similar din, if there was a middleman in between them, meaning if we have one guy selling and another guy buying, but he's the middleman, he's really buying from one guy and selling to another, he's using his barrel, nishbara chavis, if this barrel breaks, nishbara l'sarsur, that's at the bad luck of the sarsur, of this middleman, because he's not lending them his kli, it's his kli, he's keeping it, he's the one that's making the deal in between the mecher and the lekeach, but as long as the wine or oil is in his kli, it's considered his, and we don't say that he's the agent of the lekeach, and that it's lekeach's tough luck if it breaks. It's the sarsur's tough luck. Now, just discussing a regular case, or just a seller and a buyer, and let's say we're discussing wine or oil, and the mecher is pouring from his kli into lekeach's. After he pours everything out, he still has to let it continue dripping. V'chayv l'hatif loy shalish tipin, he has to let it drip three more drips. That amount of wine or oil belongs to lekeach. However, herchino umitza hariyo shal mecher. Let's say after these three drips came out, the mecher put his kli down and he tilted it. That's what herchino means. He tilted it, and then some liquid pooled at the bottom. So that belongs to the mecher because lekeach already gave up hope of getting any of the other liquid, which was stuck to the walls of the kli, which would eventually pool at the bottom. Another din, v'chen v'ni enichav l'hatif shal shtipin, a storekeeper who's selling little by little, and there's tons of people coming into the store, he does not have to allow three drips to drip out of the kli every time he's measuring into a buyer's kli. That's because he doesn't have enough time. There's people constantly coming and going, everyone's in a rush, and there's no time to sit there waiting for everything to drip out. However, Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he argues and says that actually Rav Chanani does have to do so. The only time he does not have to drip out is Erev Shabbos and Chashecha Pater. Erev Shabbos, right before it gets dark, then everyone's in a real rush, so then he's Pater. But other times, he's Chayev. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, here we have an interesting case. Hashalechas b'noi etzel Chanani upundin biyadai. A guy sends his son, this kid is a katan, and he goes to the storekeeper, and he's holding a pundion. A pundion is two isarin, and he tells the storekeeper that his father needs oil. Umadad loy be'isar shemen. So the storekeeper measures out an isar's worth of oil into the flask that the little kid brought along as well. And then he gives him the isar of change. And on the way back, what happens? Shavar's tzolches, the little jug broke of ibedes ha'isar, and the isar got lost as well. So the jug broke, and the oil spilled, obviously, and the coin, the change of an isar, was lost. Hachanveni chayv, the chanveni is chayv over here. And that's because when the father sent his son, he wasn't telling the chanveni, I want you to send the oil and the change back with my son. He was basically trying to tell him, I want you to send it with a responsible shliach. However, Rabbi Yehuda Paiter, Rabbi Yehuda Paters, Shalman Askin Shlachai, because that's the reason why the father sent the son in the first place. Why else would he send his kid if not for his kid to bring back the oil and the change? However, Umaydim Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham do agree to Rabbi Yehuda, Bezman Shatzlechas Biyad Atinoik, that if the kid was always holding onto the jug and he never gave it to the storekeeper, and the storekeeper measured directly into it, so then Chanveni Potter, the Chanveni is Potter, because he never even took the jug, so it's never considered like he made a kinyan on it, so then he's Potter. We're going to stop here for a day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph discussing measurements. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.